All right. Hey, legends. Fraser Brooks here, coming to you live today from Dubai. Hope you are doing absolutely incredible. It is Tuesday. It's 7 p.m. UK time, so it's time for Tuesday Night Live here with Fraser Brooks, which sounds weird because that's my name. And we are on all the different platforms. We're on Facebook profile, Facebook page, Instagram, YouTube as well. If you're someone who's like, I really like the content and I want to be able to... get my team on it. I want to be able to review it over and over and over again. Then we will keep the recording up on my YouTube channel. All you got to do is go onto YouTube, type in Fraser Brooks, and then you will be able to review the content for as long as you want. It is also on my podcast, the Network Marketing Ninja podcast as well. So if you type in Network Marketing Ninja podcast, or you go onto your Alexa, Alexa, play that Network Marketing Ninja podcast, it will play. All right, today... I'm super excited. I'm not going to be here for a super long time, but I'm definitely going to be here for a good time. Is I want to share with you three fundamentals for success on social media, but to be honest with you, in general in network marketing. And if you are tuning in, do me a massive favor. Let me know where you are, where you're tuning in from, what country, what city, whatever it might be. Because remember, I've committed to continuing to do these lives as long as you guys give me your engagement, as long as you guys let me know, hey, I'm out here, hey, I'm getting value, hey, more of this, please. So we're going to do at least next week and the week after, and then I'm going to decide whether to continue to do them or not. Now, before I get into the content, these three tips to help you win on social media, then I will let you know something. You might have been following my stories about, I think it was yesterday or the day before, I've been working on a new project, and the new project is going to launch next month, and it's basically a revamp of my YouTube channel and my podcast. So you're going to see a lot more detailed content there to help you grow. So it won't just be live, but it will also be on the recording as well. All right, we've got a lot of people from Belgium, the UK... Canada, the US, Sheffield, I love it. In the UK, Nigeria, South Africa, Lekker Man Lekker, I love it. At a company convention in Las Vegas, amazing. Las Vegas, US, Nigeria, Kedu Adema, Canada. All right, cool. Let's do it. Okay, let's get into this. So here we go. Now, I'm going to be using the whiteboard behind me, but I really want you to let me know that you're not going to judge me for my writing. All right, just let me know in the chat that you're not going to judge me. Denmark's in the house, Nigeria. We've got a lot of people from Nigeria, Puerto Rico. I love it. Arizona, Kent, Brisbane, Australia. I love that. Germany, Dankeschön, Bitteschön, India. Amazing. Good to see you guys. Switzerland. Amazing. So please don't judge me for my writing, right? I'm good at network marketing. I'm good at coaching, speaking, training, and all that. Drawing used to be when I was a kid, but... I suck at drawing now, so please just, no judgment, right? Ruth says no judgment, absolutely. We're used to your crappy writing. Thank you so much, Jamie. I appreciate that. So here we go. Point number one, step number one for massive success in social media and in network marketing is you need to understand and appreciate the vehicle that you're in. So I want you to imagine that your car represents your company, or your company is represented in some sort of car. You let me know in the chat, what type of car is that? Is it a BMW, a Mercedes, an Audi, a Ford, a Volvo, a Volkswagen? Is it a Ferrari, a Lamborghini, a Bugatti, a Bentley, a Rolls Royce? What is it? And whilst you're telling me that in the chat, I'm going to write it on the board. There. Not too bad. I mean, it's quite bad. Let's be honest. All right, an Audi, a Lexus, no judgment, Honda Civic, Audi. Here's what I want you to understand and appreciate. Whatever you said the car represents, you've got to feel absolutely certain that that vehicle is the best vehicle on the road. Otherwise, what's going to happen is another car is going to drive past you. And you're going to go, oh, that's a better car. Bigger, better, newer, faster, safer, shinier, more expensive. So what does your company represent as a car, as if it's a car? The vehicle that you're in, you've got to have certainty in. Belief is not enough. People say, oh, you got to believe it. Belief is level one. And you might do okay with believing that you're doing the right thing, but being certain that you're doing the right thing is everything. I always use this example. To the women out there, just imagine this. Imagine my name's Bob, and you're married to me, right? Bob, in this situation. And Chloe, I see Chloe's on here. So Chloe's sat at home, and I come home, Bob, comes home from the gym, from working, from walking, like picking up the kids from school, from walking the dog, and Chloe says, Bob, am I the woman of your dreams? And I turn around and say, I believe so, Chloe. I believe so. I'm pretty sure. How does Chloe feel? Not great. Like, whoa, you believe so? You think so? You're pretty sure so? Shouldn't it have, like, absolute conviction? So let's go. Second scenario. Chloe's there, sat on the sofa. I come in. My name's Bob. I come home from walking the dog, going to the gym, picking the kids up from school, coming back from work, whatever. I walk in and Chloe goes, Bob, am I the woman of your dreams? And I stop what I'm doing. I go right over to her, put my hands on her shoulder, look her dead in the eye and say, Chloe, I cannot imagine the day that I didn't meet you. You're 1,000% the woman of my dreams. How do you feel now? How do you feel now? Conviction and certainty is everything. Belief is not enough. Like, if you believe you're in the right car, you'll always keep looking left and right. I believe I'm in the right car, but oh, that one looks nice. That one. When you're certain that you're in the right car, you're certain you're in the right vehicle, magical things will happen. Now, again, I ask you again, if you're getting value from this, do me a favor. Smash the love heart. Give me some comments. Share this with your network marketing friends and family. We have super low numbers on tonight, right? Super low numbers. And what have I said? As long as there's engagements there, as long as you show up this every week, I'll keep showing up. The moment you guys stop, I'll stop. Simple as that. All right, number two. Every car needs a driver. No judgment, right? Long hair, smile on your face, right? And let's say you're in a red seat, red leather seat, and you're like, ooh, this is comfy, okay? Now, the driver represents the brand. So imagine this. You have no idea who I am. And I'm in the biggest and the best Rolls Royce you can imagine. Right? Rolls Royce, probably the best car there is in terms of like build quality and like brand presence and yeah, top. Right? And imagine that you're walking along the streets and I see you and I pull up to you, I put my window down and say, hey, John, get in. Or I go, hey, Iona, get in. Hey, Michaela, get in. Hey, Brielle, get in. Hey, Terry, get in. What do? You don't know me. You don't know me, but I'm in a Rolls Royce. What do you do? Do you A, get in, because you're like, Rolls Royce, never been in one of them, I'm in. Or do you B, go, I don't know who you are. There's no way I'm getting in your car. What we taught as kids, if a stranger asks you to get in the car, say no. Stranger danger. But you've got the best car ever. Here's the thing that you guys are doing. You're all trying to get people into your amazing car when nobody knows you. And you're wondering why? Because you probably got people into your car. Sorry, you probably got into someone else's car. How many of you guys, genuinely, how many of you guys feel that you joined someone without, and again, some people join people who they knew, you joined something so fast, and you're now starting to think, why did no one else join as fast as I did? They all need information, time to think about it, they have to ask their partner. But when you joined 2, 3, 5, 10 years ago, it was like, yeah, I'm in. Whatever, the compensation plan, whatever, I just want that product, and I want that business. I just want to make money, I don't care what it is, right? Some people will just jump into the car. Some people just jump in, they're like, yeah, Rolls Royce, I'm in, like, I don't care who this guy is. Now, imagine this. My name is Beyonce. Weird situation, but it's happening. And I'm driving in my Rolls Royce, I've got Beyonce, my music, on in the car, and I'm like, ooh, oh, there's Iona, there's Gianni, there's Brielle, there's Tootie. I pull alongside, put my window down. Hey, Tootie, get in. Let's go for a drive. And Tootie's like, oh my God, oh my God, it's Beyonce, Rolls Royce, Beyonce, Rolls Royce, Beyonce. Like, it's flapping around in a handbag trying to find the phone, and it's like, oh, go live. Oh my God, everyone, look at me, look at me, look at me, look at me. It's Beyonce, hey Beyonce, say hi. Hey everyone, Beyonce here, whatever, right? And you're like freaking out, and the car starts driving. How many of you guys get in the car? Because you know who it is, and you're freaking out with who it is. How many of you guys get in the car? Now, there will still be a second group of people who are like, no, I'm not getting in. I mean, Beyonce is famous and all, and I like her music or I don't like her music, but I don't really know who she is. Right? Those are the skeptical types. Always looking for a reason not to do something. Always looking for a reason to stay in their comfort zone. Wild. So the first step is understanding that the vehicle that you're in, you're certain that it's going to get you to the destination. If you believe that to be true, let me know. Number two, the driver represents the brand. People have to trust the driver. You have to trust the driver. And you're going to want to be driven by that person. Now, imagine this. I mean, not imagine this, but today, my cousin is here over from the UK. His name's Harry. For those of you who saw my first like 5, 6, 7 month transformation that I posted on Instagram and Facebook, like last week, I tagged him in it because he's the guy who's kind of whipped me into shape. And I've got him here in Dubai. We're having like a week of training, and you know, we're talking about like content creation and stuff like that. I'm helping him. He's helping me. And he said, "Let's go to a bodybuilding gym today." Now, I live on the 47th floor of this building, and on the 8th floor is the gym, right? And it's part hotel, part apartments, right? Like 10 floors are hotel, and then the rest of the floors are apartments. So the gym is it's clean. There's two women who work in there who have always been there since the beginning. There's a water machine. You're greeted and you're given a towel, and it's just so nice and friendly and clean, and it's comfortable. And on the way, as I was driving 15 minutes away from where I live to this bodybuilding gym, I'm just thinking, I am going to be such a newbie. This is so out of my comfort zone. I bet I'm the only guy in there with glasses on, right? This is just all these things going through. We park up. I missed a turning, and it took us 10 minutes to get back there, but that's besides the point. Maybe I did it on purpose. I got in the gym, and every single person in there was not only taller than me, but freaking about 4 times the size of me. They were absolutely huge. And you know what? It's the most uncomfortable I've been for the last 5 years. Before COVID, for sure. I've spoken on stage in front of thousands of people. But the most uncomfortable I've ever felt was today. It was today. And like, I mean, if they all aren't on steroids, I'd be shocked, because it just did not seem like naturally possible. They were massive. There was this guy who me and my cousin just agreed that we'd never seen anyone bigger than him. And he's like, he's throwing all this weight up. And then I look at him and go, Harry, he has no legs. And the guy had no legs. And I'm thinking, oh my days. Some people are prepared to get out of their comfort zone. Some people aren't. The skeptic, whenever you're not prepared to get out of your comfort zone, you will straight away find excuses not to make it happen. Just like your prospects. They're making excuses time and time and time. Oh, I haven't got the time for that. Oh, I haven't got the money for that. Oh, I don't know if I can do that. Why? Because they're happy where they're at, even if their situation is not great. There's a great quote. I'm going to butcher it. There's a great quote. People will prefer to stay in known hells than trying an unknown heaven. Right? Thank you very much. Green tea, is it geisha? Mm-hmm. Oh my God. Guys, please do me one big favor. If you like green tea, let me know in the chat. By the way, there's a third step. I've got the vehicle is number one. The driver is number two. The third step I'm going to share in a minute. But if you like green tea, do yourself a favor. Go on Google, type TWG, geisha green tea. I've become a green tea connoisseur over the last like few months. I went over to Thailand. Then we went to Singapore. Svetlana was cleaning, Svetlana was with her mum cleaning Mia. And I was like, hey, I'm just going to go to like some of the shops here for like 2 minutes. Just like clear my mind, have a think, whatever. Whilst you sort the baby out, because we don't need 3 people changing a baby. It doesn't make any sense. It's like 3 people making a soup. It's pointless, right? So I find myself in this tea shop because I love tea. And I spent $140 on tea. And I couldn't believe it. I came to Svetlana and said, she went, what's that for? I said, oh, it's tea. She went, tea as in like green tea? I said, yeah, only green tea. And ever since that moment, since we got back like 3 weeks ago, I have been drinking tea like a freaking maniac. And this is the best one in the world so far for me, right? So TWG, Geisha green tea, not affiliated, blah, blah, blah. But it is epic, but it's too hot for me to drink right now. So anyway, now I want you to think about it. What have we covered so far? We've covered the vehicle and we've covered the driver. But let me ask you a question. Have you ever ordered an Uber? And when it comes up and it says, where do you want to go? You type in or you type into the Uber chat, I don't know. No. Second thing, have you ever been on a runway on a plane? Like, so you're on a plane on the runway or you're in a plane on the runway and the pilot goes, ladies and gentlemen, this is your pilot, your captain speaking. Today's plan is we are going to be leaving the northwesterly runway here in Dubai and we're going to be circling the city 17 times. Then we're going to go over to Qatar, see what it's like over there. Then we might go to Romania, but we potentially might go to Bulgaria. We don't know if we're going to fly over Turkey or somewhere else. We'll keep you posted on that, but strap in because it could be a long night ahead. How many of you are going, ding, waiting for the air hostess to come to you and saying, get me off this flight and get my luggage off? I ain't doing that. So the third point is you got to have vision. You got to have your destination. You've got to know where you're going, when you're going, how you're going, and who you're going to take with you. You have to. Otherwise, Beyonce, remember, I'm Beyonce, Beyonce Brooks in this example, right? There we go. Beyonce, white, shiny Rolls Royce with their nice orange leather, the trim, and ooh, it is fire. I pull alongside you, I see Kelsey, and Michaela, I say, girls, get in, let's go for a drive. You're freaking out, you're like, oh my God, Beyonce, white Rolls Royce, like, you're getting your phone out, you're going live, like, Beyonce, we're friends now, yeah, best friends, it's a shame, watch that number. And then you start driving. And then after that initial buzz has fallen down, you start thinking, where are we going? Where are we actually going? Now, you don't want to tell Beyonce, you're like, oh God, I don't want to be the one that... Beyonce, your hair looks nice. And then eventually you turn around to her and say, where are we going? She goes, I don't know, I'm just going to drive. I'm just going to keep driving. It's great, isn't it? And you're like, yeah. But like eventually I need to get home because otherwise my husband, my partner's going to want to know where I am and the kids need feeding. And like, now if she turns around and says, we're going to my house, I'm going to be performing this private show and I want you guys on the front row. You're texting, hey, I'm not going to be back till later. You'll never guess what's happened. This is me and Beyonce. Blah, 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 blah. You got to know where you're going. You got to know how you're getting there. You got to know who's gotten there before, right? You got to know where you're going. Where? You got to know where you're going. You got to know who's got there before. And you got to know why you want to get there. Where are you going? Who's done that before? And then why do you want to be there? So I want to become a seven-figure income earner. Who has become a seven-figure income earner before? And then why do you want to be a seven-figure income earner? Because it sounds cool. And why is it cool that it sounds cool? Oh, la, 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 la. Right? You guys getting value? You guys enjoying this? We have low numbers on today, so I hope you guys have got value for those of you who stuck around here so far. Right? So, there we go. Those are the three things you need. You need to know the company that you're with, you have certainty that you can get to your destination. You need to focus on building a brand so people trust you. And then you need to have the vision and understanding where you want to go, who's gotten there before or who's gotten there that you know that you can connect with and why you want to actually get there. And remember, guys, you don't get paid on what you want, you get paid on who you are. You don't get paid on what you want, you get paid on who you are. If you want to become a, if you want to make a six-figure income, you better become a six-figure income earner. Like a six-figure income earner person. You want to be a seven-figure income earner. You want to be a blue diamond, a black diamond, a level 32 diamond. You better become that person. Go and find people who are six-figure income earners and see what they have in common. Go and find the seven-figure income earners and see what they have in common. Go and find the blue diamonds in your company and see what they have in common. Here's an exercise for you, real, real quick. In 10 years from now, it'll be the 30th of April, 2034. I want you to imagine that you walk into a room full of 200 people and you're able to speak to all of those people in the room, one by one. And at the end, you get the microphone and you share your story. And then you leave to a soundproofed box. And all the 200 people, they get together and they make a decision on three words to describe you. What do you want those three words to be? Fun, kind, caring, friendly. Those are my three words, kind, caring, and friendly. Valuable, inspirational, energetic. Those were my three words when I did the future pacing one. Successful, impactful. I don't know. What do you want those three words to be? You don't need to decide right now. If you know them, great. You have certainty around those three words. You have certainty where you're going. Amazing. If you need to sleep on it, do it. Legacy, there we are. Energy, excitement, enthusiasm, success, fire. Now, kind, trustworthy, honest. Chances are the three words you've just chosen describe a leader. Doesn't describe a top income earner. It describes a leader because the goal is to become the top rank, not the top. Sorry, the goal is to become the top leader, not the top rank. Because when you become a top leader, you will become the top rank and you'll help other people become the top rank. Inspirational, energetic, caring. There's a leader. Loving, servant, legacy. There's a leader. Inspirational, carrying, fun. There's a leader. Kind, generous, successful. There's a leader. Now, on social media, and by the way, you don't describe who you are now. That's the big mistake people do in this exercise. You do not describe the person you are today because if the things to change, you've got to change. You've got to describe the person you want to be in 10 years from now. And then everything you do on social media has to show that. Lee says, action, help others, happy. Every single day, you got to turn up on social media and you got to help people get into action, help people, because that's what you said, help others, and then be happy. For those of you who are saying successful, inspirational, how are you showing that in your content right now? Disciplined, consistent, how are you showing in that in your content every single day from now on? Successful, entrepreneurial, motivational, how are you sharing that in your content right now? Act as if it's already done. Don't fake it till you make it. Because if you don't do the things that you want people to say about you in 10 years right now, in 10 years, they won't say it. Ta-da. Simple. All right, guys. I appreciate you. I hope you got value from today's Tuesday Night Live. Every Tuesday, 7 p.m. UK time, we are going to be back next week on Tuesday. For those of you, by the way, don't leave. I've got a big thing to share with you. Two things, real, real quick. Today is the last day for you to get a Dare to Dream ticket for next year in Antalya, Turkey, with the 12-month payment plan. So when you wake up tomorrow, being the 1st of May, you will not be able to get the 12-month payment plan. You'll still be able to get tickets. The early bird actually ends on the 31st of May. But that's that. It's super exciting. We've already sold 250 tickets. The first venue we preliminary booked for had 150 people. We had to cancel it. The second one had a capacity for 250 people. We've had to cancel it. We now have to have a meeting on Thursday to find a venue that can fit a lot more people because we've already sold 250 tickets in the first week that we started selling them. absolutely wild. Shout out to the Romanians, the Spanish, the Germans, the Austrians, the Americans, the Australians, and the Brits, because those guys are the guys who've got, I think, the majority of the tickets so far. Right, the second thing. Very excited about this. Not going to give you all the details, but if you are in the UK, or it's easy for you to get to the UK, keep an eye out on your emails and the Telegram channel. If you're not in the Telegram channel, go to fraserstelegram.com. Fraser's Telegram, F-R-A-Z-E-R-S, Telegram, T-E-L-E-G-R-A-M.com. Because we're going to be announcing on Thursday afternoon by email and by Telegram the potential dates for an event that I'm going to be doing generically in October. All right? So, if you're in the UK and you want to come to a generic event, I've not done one. There's not been a generic event in the network marketing space since I did one in November 2019. So, it's been 5 years. So, if you are in the UK or you can get to the UK, keep an eye out on Thursday in the Telegram channel and by email. There will be a waiting list. And when the waiting list hits a certain number of people, we will then release the tickets if we decide to go ahead and do the event in October. So, let's see. Let's see. All right. Appreciate you guys. Big love to each and every single one of you. And I will see you next week. All right. Ciao. Bye-bye.